You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
It's funny that we were shooting the bull, as they used to say, and Jeremy mentioned something about feeling guilty about something, and I had to laugh. I was like, you know, of all the people I know, you strike me as the person who would never feel guilty about anything.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. It's maybe because you've got a black soul.
No,
a dark,
I don't. That's
you've got a little dark, sooty spot on your soul.
No, that's a horrible thing to say.
Well,
you also have a short attention span, too. So
no,
that's
a horrible
thing.
Like, squirrel!
Ah!
Right. Squirrel! No, there's a few things from, I think we all have it from growing up, a few things that you kind of regret doing. And you look back on, you're like, man, that was stupid. You know, like egging houses. And I remember buddies and I used to drive around and throw those plastic VHS cases at cars, you know, on the street and stuff. But
memories.
One that really sticks in my mind is one I did to my sister. I don't know if you've ever heard my sister, the little trick, if you have hiccups, that you take a spoonful of sugar and you turn that spoon upside down with the sugar on it and you hold it on your tongue for like 3 minutes.
Okay.
And it eliminates your hiccups. It really works, too. If you ever get hiccups, try it. Well, my sister had really bad hiccups once, and I was probably in high school, and she was, you know, she's 4 years younger than me. And I was like, well, you know, the trick, sis, is to put a couple spoonfuls of salt on your tongue. So I grabbed the salt container out of the cupboard, and it wasn't, you know, maybe an inch high or so. And I poured a spoonful of salt in a spoon, and I made her dump it on her tongue. And then I did another one, so she had like two full spoonfuls of salt on her tongue. And to this day, I can still remember her face and just the sheer pain and agony that was on her face because she had so much salt in her mouth.
Did she bloat up?
And
like
then,
right there?
Then I said, then you have to swallow it too. So she choked down two giant spoonfuls of salt. Hiccups were gone. Silver lining.
She went into cardiac arrest.
Right. Sodium levels are through the roof, though.
I feel so bad that I did that to her because that's so disgusting.
No wonder your sister can't stand
you.
Oh,
she hates
me,
man.
Does she add salt to food?
She loves salt now. No, she hates salt. So maybe that has something to do with it.
But
can you imagine? Such a jerk move.
When I was probably 13 or something, I went and spent a summer with my older brother. And he's much older than I am. And he had at the time, I don't know, like a 4 or 5 year old son. And I was outside. They lived out kind of on the outskirts of town, a lot of property and stuff like that. And I remember I was out one evening and it was dusk, you know, so you can't see too well. It's just starting to get kind of dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm chucking rocks because I'm a boy and 14 year old boys throw rocks. And I keep throwing them. I see this big tree on his property. Like, I'm going to throw rocks at this. I'm going to see if I can hit that tree from here. Mm-hmm. I must have chucked like 7 or 8 of them. And on about the 8th one, when that rock came down in the darkness, I hear a crash. And I'm like, what was that? I go walking over. Well, they had one of those outdoor, you know, like patio sets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a glass top table.
Whoops. Oh,
no. It's big, a big round one or something like that. Glass top. And I had just shattered crap out of it. What I did is I know I had a couple other rocks in my hands. I just let them fall out of my hands.
Don't know.
I quietly turned, went into the house where I was staying in his guest room, got my book or whatever, went to sleep. The next morning, I'm out just kind of wandering around, and I can see my brother walking over towards that tree, and I see him stop in his tracks, right? And you can see with his hands on his hips looking at it, he goes in the house, and he gets his son, who was like 5. And brings him outside and starts getting on to him that he, you know, did you break this table,
bubble? Dad, it wasn't me, Dad.
And little Scott got in so much trouble, and I stood there with my mouth closed the whole time.
How old were you?
I was probably 13, 12 or 13, 14, something like that.
Old enough to know better?
Absolutely. So the reason I bring this up is because I sat on that guilt for 20 years or so until on this show. Back in the mid-90s, I called my older brother live on the air to confess what I had done because the guilt had eaten at me for 20 years that I let my nephew take the blame for
this. How's little Scott now?
And my brother paused after I opened up and he said, Dominic, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. He had no memory, recollection of it
you still
at all.
Felt better,
I carried the guilt for 20 years. So we use this to ask our listeners, What do you still feel guilty about years later? You're an adult, but it's something you did as a kid, and you still feel guilty about it. We're going to let Josie go first. Hey, Josie, welcome to the show.
Hey.
So what happened?
I was like 6 or 7 years old. I was at a carnival with my parents, and I saw this table that had a picture of mountains on it, one of those spinny wheel things that you could get a prize with.
Yeah.
But in order to spin it, you had to put your email in, and then you had to go to a timeshare meeting. So my parents ended up buying a timeshare so I could have a tote bag.
What? Wait, what?
I almost blame them.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Couldn't they just say no?
Yeah.
No.
Those salespeople are pushy, like Jedis, you know?
Let me ask you something. You know, how long did they have that timeshare? Do you remember?
They still have it.
Oh, no. Really? Well,
yeah.
So we're going to Breckenridge, huh?
Up there, I'm just like, oh no.
So no wonder you feel bad. That's the kind of story I didn't expect, and I love it. Thank you for calling us. Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a fun day.
I wonder if she still has the tote bag, though.
I still feel bad. Here's Christy. Good morning, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So what do you got for me?
So me and my twin sister. There's an area with a whole bunch of trees just, you know, around all these houses. And there was like a fort that all the kids played in. So me and my sister, back in the days when they had matches, were flicking matches and then putting the fire out in this little fort. And then all of a sudden, one of them got a little bit out of control and the whole thing caught on fire.
All right.
No. And let me guess, you never told anybody that you did it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we never told nobody. The firemen came. We were like, I don't know what happened. You know, I mean,
it was lightning is what it was. It was lightning.
I'll bet the firefighters knew. They just didn't want to get you in trouble.
It was 30-something years ago.
Yeah.
So they were probably like, did it.
Stupid kids. We know you did it. Thanks for being on the show. You have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
That's pretty good. Here's Shanna. Hi, Shanna. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
So what do you still feel guilty about all these years later?
I have very deep guilt about this, but my sister and I were playing salon with our neighbor, who we didn't really care for.
Did you say playing salon?
Salon, like hair salon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
And we were about 4 or 5, and we decided to get magic marker and color her entire face orange and wash her hair in dirt.
Shanna.
Does she look good?
It's terrible.
Well, no, you might be onto something.
I just can't.
The new
it
dirt
really
wash.
Well, little girls are so mean.
It's just dirt.
God. But did you hold her down and mark her face, or was she participating?
No, she was completely participating until her mom saw her.
Oh, yeah. You're fine,
so
then.
You're good. Let your guilt go.
Yeah, she was on board with it.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Didn't know. Right before you lit her hair on fire.
You know, the fact that you feel guilty about it today just shows that you're a good-hearted person, Shanna, okay?
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
You have a fun day, all right?
Can I tell you another one really quick that I was telling Chris about?
Yeah.
That I have extreme guilt over. Vivid memories of this, too, and I had to have only been 5 or 6. But every time I would go to my grandma's house and I would use the restroom, my grandma had a lot of knick-knacky things around the sink and the back of the toilet.
That's what grandmas do.
Little soaps, little perfumes,
like you're
whatever.
Not a grandma
little
unless
knick-knacks,
you have that.
Little figurines. Every time I was at her house, I'd use the bathroom. I would take something from her little knick-knack collection and throw it in the toilet and flush it.
Oh,
every single
and you were,
time.
You were arguing with me when I said you had a sooty, dark soul.
I was young. Oh. Those little soaps that look like roses.
It is
right,
kind of,
down they go.
It is kind of irresistible, isn't it?
And she still, to this day, has that same toilet, and it's like a lavender color, you know, total grandma toilet.
But now that you're older, you can picture her going into the bathroom,
like,
right?
One
going
of these like days, there's going to be a major clog, and they're going to undo the pipes, and it's just going to be full of stuff all the way down. I know
the
it.
The clown figurine.
I love
precious
that one.
Precious moments.
Right.
Of figurines down
that there. One's worth $200.
That's great.
What happened to my little boy figurine?
What do you got, Emily?
Well, I'm going to ruin the book fair for myself. Remember, like, the book fair, the Scholastic Book Fair was the best day in elementary school.
Loved it.
Smell it now.
Oh, my God. Like, I still, like, am after the
Not
joy
just the
of
day
fair.
That the books came in, but even just the turning in your order
Yeah,
form.
And that, like, flimsy little order sheet that you could see through. Well, anyways, I was quite a dork. I was not a popular girl growing up, and I had some very mean friends, and I was often subject to peer pressure. And I remember there was a Learn How to Draw book that I wanted so much. And my friends were like, you should take it. I was like, well, I don't have any money. So I snuck it underneath my coat. However, my favorite teacher, Mrs. Eddy, came up. She was like, hey, Emily, like, are you finding any books at the book fair? And I said, no, I don't have any money. And she put her hand down over my coat and she could feel the book. And she kind of gave me this look. And all my friends scattered like cockroaches. And I don't care so much about the friends. But to this day, I regret that my favorite teacher caught me because she probably thinks I'm a little hooligan.
Right. You disappointed an adult.
Oh, my God. Don't say disappointed.
You still can't draw.
So disappointed.
And I still can't draw.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.